What's happening with your face? Amir, I have a, hold on. I need to make notes of things I want to talk to you about today. Hold on. Let me get a pen.
We already have a topic.
Nope. I think we have new topics. I'm going to make a couple notes here.
We have plethora of topics. Are you literally writing stuff down right now?
Yep. Camera, S&Q. Yep. We're going to talk about that. For sure going to talk about that. Okay, I'm going to kick off. I have a couple thoughts.
Whoa. Slow down, Tonto. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am fantastic. Apparently, I have something on my face, but I'm good.
Well, no, we have some topics, but I'm going to start. I have a first one first.
Okay.
Why do you hate our audience?
I love our audience.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're going to accuse me of some non-sensory here and try to blame it on me, so I'm ready to refute.
What would I accuse you of, Amir? Think of some things that you've done wrong that I would accuse you of.
Oh, I don't know. You might want to blame the fact that we didn't have an episode last week on me.
You had a terrible episode. I turned that AI.
No. That was 2 weeks ago.
You couldn't have bought the good voice, by the way?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Let me write that down, too.
Last week, when we didn't have an episode, because one of us was too busy traveling and just doing other things.
If we had had an episode, is there any topics you could think of that you would have wanted to talk about?
Yeah, 34 counts.
Well, we're going to talk about that today.
Well, I know, but today is a week late.
I'm thinking a topic that's more like 70 to 200 related.
No, it's only 34 counts.
Oh, okay. So you call me a liar when I show up with a new camera.
Well, to be fair, I never actually said you were a liar.
You titled the episode Liar Liar, period, because you always have to add a period.
I do always have to add a period, but I don't think that's accurate. But anyway, that's not the point. The point was, we weren't talking about my purchases. We're talking about yours. You started, you brought it up. I didn't even ask. You voluntarily shared that information.
Giving me shit, sorry, Avery, for lying or not telling you about purchases. And then on Instagram, I have to learn that you bought the lens that we've been talking about.
Well, to be fair, I didn't
unpack the 70 to 200 Sony lens. I want you to tell me why you bought it, and I want to hear your review. You liar, liar, liar.
Does it make it better if I tell you it's the second time I bought it?
Dirty bastard.
I bought it a while back when I was still living in Arizona. And to be fair, I returned it because I issue with A7CR, right? I don't like using the grip extender unless I have to with bigger lenses. And the 70-200 with the base A7CR it's front heavy. It's a big lens for that camera. It's not a big lens for an A7IV or...
No, it's a big lens. Right? It's a big lens no matter how you...
So I returned it. However, I did get a couple of really good pictures of the moon with it, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the lens. I thought it was a great lens, but I returned it. So fast forward 6 months or so. I don't know how long it's been.
The lens has been out for 3 months, but go ahead.
No, it hasn't been out for 3 months. It's been out for longer than that, but I've lived in California for 3 months. I bought it in Arizona. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is, so Jill and I were out on a hike, and... You know, took my, I think I took my 35, was getting some decent shots. It was fine. Everything was fine. But what I realized when I was out on that hike was there was a lot of photos that I really wanted to get closer up to. And some of them were things that were far off in the distance, right?
Yeah.
And some of them were just things that I just couldn't get closer to. They weren't far away. I just couldn't get closer. And I realized that, like, I think, you know, in that moment, that 70-200 would actually be the best lens to take in a situation like that. I'm not really a big zoom lens shooter. I used to be. I started with zoom lenses. I switched to primes. Really, I think on part of it on your recommendation, and it was really didn't have much to do with the quality difference, because there's some really good zoom lenses out now. But it was more because what I found myself doing when I was first starting out with the zoom lens, I was more focused on the zoom, the range, than I was on actually composition. I was getting too wrapped up on like, what number should I be? Should I shoot this at 28 or 35 or 70 or where should I be? Versus just the composition of the photo that I was trying to take. So fast forward, this is what, a year and a half since I started shooting, maybe even longer. Got the lens. Actually, I got it the same day after our hike on the way home. I stopped off and picked it up. Mike's Cameras in Dublin, you are maybe the best and worst store that I've been to. The best, the worst for me in my pocketbook. Don't be surprised if I never come back, although I will be back. So I got the lens. I didn't at all, by the way, say that I got a lens. I didn't share it. I didn't flaunt it. It just happened to be on the shelf in a photo I posted that you decided to
hold on. Hold on. I'm going to call that lie out loud. You didn't take a picture of a squirrel that there was a lens in the background. You took a picture of five lenses and said Alpha Gang, hashtag Sony, hashtag Amir, hashtag I'm a liar.
That's not what I said. I took a picture of my camera gear and I posted on Instagram, I shoot Sony. And it was my Sony camera, with my lenses, and it just happened to be amongst the group, and you happened to notice. And here's the thing.
Yeah, this is funny because I only go on Instagram once every 2 weeks, and this is the one time I log
in. You never respond to anything on Instagram. No. You barely even post on Instagram, and then I get a comment from you, which is... Yeah. It must have really caught you. My guess is, if I was a fly on the wall, you were scrolling, you saw it, you paused, you backed up because you already passed it, you did a double look, and you said, that motherfucker. Sorry, Avery.
It is almost what you said, which is, if you notice my trends, my Instagram is a... it's for production, not for consumption. Like, most people go to Instagram and they scroll. I only go to Instagram when I'm going to post something that I took, right? And so we were on vacation, and I was posting a few photos of the trip, which is the very few times on earth I would ever see anyone else post. And it's almost always ads because I don't even follow anyone. And I log in and I see you and I'm like, oh, what's what that son of a bitch. I'm a little peanut butter jealous of that lens. I wish you would have loaned it to me so I could have shot my kid's sports photos when you bought it in Phoenix, but you know.
I bought it in California.
No, the first time. The first time.
Yeah. But it wasn't a lie. It's not worth sharing a purchase purchase isn't past its return period yet. Because it's like a loan at that point. It's not a purchase.
Holding the truth.
Okay. Yeah. So, but then last week, 2 weeks ago, I was in Phoenix for Memorial Day weekend. And I brought, I only brought two lenses with me, which was that lens and the 35. I didn't even use the 35 at all. I didn't even go on my camera. And we went for a hike up in Cave Creek, and it was the perfect lens to take. Like there's a couple things I really like about that lens. Well, there's a few things, to be fair. It is a big lens, but for a 70-200, it's a pretty small lens. It is an f4, to be fair, but I think, you know, if you're using it for things like I am, F4 is fine. Like, I'm not going to shoot wide open. Like, I'm not going to shoot at 2.8, you know, in the middle of the day on a sunny day on a hike. Like,
you're going to shoot it F8. It's totally great.
So, it is a really good lens for that. It also has really good macro capabilities. And what I appreciate about it, and I have a macro lens as well. And to be fair, I don't really use it all that much because it is a manual lens. And so my camera has IBIS, which is good, but this lens also has optical image stabilization, and it has actually three different levels of image stabilization. And even though it is an automatic lens and you can do autofocus, you still have a manual focus override just by using the ring when you're in autofocus. So that may not sound like it makes sense or you would do it, but here's where it's really cool. If you're doing a macro shot, you're gonna get in, you're gonna autofocus on your image, and then you can fine tune that focus to specific parts using the manual focus ring just to sharpen the one area that you're looking at. So I was able to get some really good close-up shots of butterflies, of flowers. So they came out really nice. There was even a rattlesnake on our trail, and of course I didn't get close to the rattlesnake, but having a 200 millimeter zoom in that sense, yeah, that 200 was great. Like, I got close enough to get a good photo, and you know, with a 60 megapixel sensor, even when you zoom in and crop in, like the definition, the anger on the snake's face is very visible.
That snake hated you.
Oh, that snake hated everybody. Yeah, it was right. Yeah, it was just sticking its head out on the trail, and there were people standing around. That's how we knew about it, because there were people with dogs, and obviously they went around the snake, because you don't want to take your dog anywhere near a snake like that. So, anyway, great lens, highly recommend it. That's all I got for the lens. It's a really, really good lens. It's the only zoom lens I have. It'll probably be the only zoom lens I have in my lineup. Eventually I want a 200 to 600, but that I think is more of a lens that I would rent for specific situations versus buy. And my brother-in-law has it, so I can always just borrow his if I needed to, but
assuming I don't believe you at all.
You should. I don't know. I've thought a lot. I've looked a lot at zoom lenses lately. You know, Sigma just came out with a 14 to 28?
No, I think it's like a 24 to 50 1.8.
Oh, no, it's 24 to 48 or something. Yeah, it's just
That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it's, I mean, 1.8 on a zoom like that is insane. It's a massive lens. It is a massive lens. So it has an internal zoom, but it's right. The same size as the 24 to 70 G Master 2 extended, but it weighs more. It weighs 2 pounds. That lens on my camera, which would just be awkward.
It is awkward, but I will say when I had the Canon system, one of my big regrets is Canon has a, I think it's a 20 to 70. Maybe my numbers are slightly off. But it was an F2 throughout, and the thing, I mean, it was a freaking barrel, right? But God bless, every time I saw a review of that lens, it was widely considered like the best lens if you could deal with how huge it is.
Right? You just have to sacrifice it. Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of my my old Tamron 35 to 150. It was the F2 to 2.8. Like, that lens was great. I mean, it covers the entire spectrum.
Totally.
But it's just a massive lens.
Yeah.
It just depends what you're trying to accomplish.
I'm really sad you lied to me, but I'm really glad you have that lens. I can't wait to use it. I have a follow-on, and I have three choices of where to go with this conversation. And so I'm going to give you your options.
Was this segment one? Is segment one done? I can bookmark this?
You can bookmark that as segment one.
Okay.
But this is, I want the listeners to hear this. So we should pick our path. So we're going to do it, you know, like choose your own
adventure. Is this like a choose your own adventure? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's three ways.
Great. But you're going to tell me anyway.
Well, okay. The first one's easy. We're already talking about cameras. So I think we could talk about the S&Q feature on your camera. And I can explain it. Probably boring for most listeners, but I'm happy to do that.
The sexy and quiet.
Yeah. Option two. We were talking about that lens with the big giant barrel, and this new look that you're doing. So your hair is long, and I have
long hair. Yeah,
and you sort of have like a mustache, like you're going to drive a motorcycle. And so I assume you're going after like Ron Jeremy circa 1996, and he had like a barrel size dong. So do you want to talk about that, or the third option? Since you, as Dave would say, since you've been withholding the truth from me, I think we could open the episode of Withholding Truth Social and talk about your boy Trumpy and his 34 felony convictions that happened.
He apparently is the opposite of Ron Jeremy.
Skinny fries.